More on the Sydney Cup shortly, but we've been able to jag Nick Olive because on Saturday he's sending up single gays to line up in the Tail Stakes, which is race 7, and this draw has just come out. So running through it, it's a listed race over a mile, a field of 14. Sir Moments has drawn 7. Single Gays, 9. Jumbo Prince, 2. Saki Soldier, 8. Too Good to Refuse is going to be Ronnie Stewart on Saturday. Barrier 6. Colin Lil, 3. Beatniks, 5. Brazen Moss, 10. Mary Orr, the provincial championship winner, draws the inside 1. She Is What She Is, 12. Can't Buy Better, 13. Pindan Pearl, 14. Blackjack Bella is there for David Van Dyke, 11. And Kalandula, Barrier 4. So as Nick Olive joins us, Nick, good morning. You've drawn Barrier 9 in the race on the weekend, mate.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you, mate?
I'm excellent. I hope Single Gaze is as good as me.
Well, from all reports this morning, mate, she's probably better than you, I'd say.
Well, that's good news. She travelled up through the night from Canberra and is basing herself at the Gold Coast.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Just always stays at the Gold Coast when she goes up there at Noel Doyle's, and she loves it there. And she travelled up beautifully this morning, mate. She cut off the truck and buffing her brains off.
That's fantastic. You'll be just keen to get onto a firmer track from what we've coped or what she's coped with during her three runs. She had a couple of soft 6 and then a heavy 9 in the Selwood. You had a look at the Queen Elizabeth, didn't you?
Yeah, look, we did, mate. Unfortunately, in the Neville Selwood, she copped a clot in the eye, and we had to treat that quite aggressively for a period of time. So ruled her out of that, but I honestly think it's been a blessing in disguise. And, you know, she's going up to Brisbane now, a fresh horse again.
She must be. Have you been doing much with her since that run or since she overcome that eye injury?
Yeah, look, she's had a couple of good gallops. Her last gallop was on the grass here at Canberra on Monday morning, and she worked absolutely super, mate. So I couldn't be happier with the mare. You know, it's just, I suppose, the thing for her is whether the mile's too short for her, you know.
Well, I guess you're coming back, aren't you? It's been, when was that Selwood? Has it been a month? Time gets away from us here.
It has, yep.
Yeah, so it is a month. So you're coming back from the 2000 back to a mile on Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. But look, she's fresh. She's probably as fresh as we've had her with fitness on her side, you know. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what she does on Saturday and then moving forward from there.
Okay. Are you just spotting, I mean, is it something like the Tats Tiara that you'd love to get her to?
Yeah, probably more looking to get her over a bit more ground, to be honest, Andrew. So yeah. Probably, you know, as long as she goes well on Saturday, I'll be looking to start her in the Hollandale after that and then go from there.
Okay. So I think you've been, and she's getting a little bit older, that they start looking for a bit of trip, don't they?
Yeah, well, look, she's really shown us this preparation that she's, you know, really looking like she's going to be a stayer, to be honest with you. You know, I really believe she'll run a strong 2400 this preparation. So, yeah, we'll push her up in the distance and see where we get to.
Yeah, well, it sounds like she's got there in one piece, and the partnership's together with Cathy O'Hara. She could have probably had a Sydney Cup ride, but she wants to go and ride a favourite mare.
Yeah, that's right, mate. I did give her the option. I said to her, you know, you don't have to come up for this one. It's probably more just a run than anything. But she wouldn't give it up, and it's great to have her coming up.
Well, let's hope so. Mate, it sounds like she's got to the Gold Coast in perfect order. Let's hope she runs right up to it. It's a competitive little race. Sir Moments is on the 7-day backup. Jumbo Prince is coming off a last start win. In fact, there's 4 or 5 of them that are really coming off good runs. So it's no walk in the park for any of them.
Nah, definitely, mate. I think there's some, you know, really good quality Brisbane horses in the race, mate. And it'll be good to see where she fits in.
All right. Thanks a lot, Nick. Good luck.
Good on you. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, mate. Nick Olive there, trainer of Single Gays, lining up in the Tail Stakes.